From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Minnesota has a Democratic governor, two Democratic senators, and Democrats control both houses of its legislature. So it made political sense for President Obama to go there earlier this week to rally support for his proposals to reduce gun violence. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, even in politically blue Minnesota, there is considerable resistance to further restrictions on gun ownership.
During his visit to a Minneapolis police facility Monday, President Obama urged Minnesotans to find common ground in curbing gun violence.
We don't have to agree on everything to agree it's time to do something. That's my main message here today.
And that message would appear to have gotten through. Hundreds of Minnesotans in heavy winter wraps squeezed into a hot state capitol building yesterday. It was the first of 3 days of hearings on about a dozen bills, all aimed at reducing gun violence. Many in the crowd sported big yellow buttons that proclaimed self-defense is a human right. As St. Paul Democrat Michael Paymar opened the hearing of the House Public Safety Committee, he acknowledged the atmosphere was tense.
I recognize that this is a very emotional and complex issue. Whenever you're talking about gun control or gun violence, I understand the concerns that some gun owners have about some of these bills.
As Paymar brought up a bill closing loopholes and background checks for gun buyers, a 17-year-old boy spoke from the witness stand.
Nothing prepares you to hear the news that your father has been murdered with a gun.
It was Sammy Rahamin, an employee who'd just been fired at his father's sign company in Minneapolis, shot Reuven Rahamin and five others dead last September using a semi-automatic Glock pistol loaded with a 15-round magazine.
I want my story told so that other families will not have to go through the devastation that mine has experienced. My dad lived the American dream, but died the American nightmare.
Law enforcement groups also back tougher gun laws. Dennis Flaherty is executive director of the Minnesota Police and Peace Officers Association.
We are not doing enough to protect the citizens of our state from gun violence. We're not doing enough to prevent people who, for a host of reasons, simply should not possess a handgun from getting them. We're not stopping them.
That comment clearly agitated one lawmaker wearing an AK-47 pin on his lapel and a red tie emblazoned with the seal of the National Rifle Association. Tony Cornish is a Republican from rural Good Thunder, Minnesota.
We aren't doing enough because the legislators won't let us do enough. If we want to arm teachers, we want to have armed security guards, we want to put a shooter in the scene that could actually do something, legislators are saying no and pretending these worthless gun bills are going to do any good, which they don't.
Cornish was backed up by Joseph Olson, president of Minnesota's Gun Owners Civil Rights Alliance. Olson warned no good will come from requiring all gun sales be registered.
And every place we have seen registration, in Australia, in the United Kingdom, for example, when registration comes, confiscation doesn't come far behind it.
Outside the hearing room, police officer Jeffrey Ahrens of Brainerd said people in big cities simply don't get why rural Minnesotans need guns for protection.
People out in the country do tend to recognize that more so than people in the city, that they are always going to be the first ones there if and when something, you know, a criminal decides to make them the target of their affection.
Minneapolis resident John Harrisville wore a sticker with the words Minnesotans against being shot. He said it's the gun enthusiasts who don't get it.
They're at risk of being further inconvenienced, as opposed to, on the other side of the argument, people staying alive. My mind, I don't care if you're inconvenienced. If you have to jump through a few more hoops to get that gun, I don't care.
It's not clear how all this will end. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton, who faces re-election next year, has said he won't sign any gun law package unless it's supported by the state's rural lawmakers. David Wellner, NPR News.